This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There was a key political development amid all the storm-related news out of New York and New Jersey today. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg endorsed President Obama for re-election in part because of the president's record on climate change. That's a not insignificant thing, coming from a guy whose subway system has spent the better part of 3 days underwater. Rising sea levels because of global warming are being blamed for making that flooding worse. It's a danger that was predictable, experts say, and predicted. From the Transportation Nation Project at WNYC in New York City, Andrea Bernstein reports.
On Monday night, as Sandy storm surge hit, salt water rushed into all five subway tunnels linking Manhattan with Brooklyn. More people ride through those tunnels than ride through every other transit system in America. MTA Chief Joe Loda described the scene the next day.
The MTA last night faced a disaster as devastating as it has ever faced in its history.
By this morning, none of the five tunnels had reopened.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no train service between Brooklyn and Manhattan.
Officials set up shuttle buses to replace the subways, but the transfers were choked.
If you're coming out of the subway station, it's that way to line.
It stretched fully around Brooklyn's brand new basketball arena.
You got to wait about an hour and a half to go around the block. And they're going back and forth. And before you know it, you're just dead tired. It's crazy.
There's a cost to all these disrupted commutes, lost wages, lost business. Experts say it could run into the hundreds of millions of dollars. New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, says New York has to rebuild its subway system to make it less vulnerable to storms like Irene and Sandy, which hit New York just 14 months apart.
Part of learning from this is the recognition that climate change is a reality, extreme weather is a reality. It is a reality that we are vulnerable.
Transportation officials have been monitoring the effects of rising sea levels on the subways. About a year ago, I spoke to Columbia University's Klaus Jacobs. He modeled a storm like Sandy and brought his findings to the MTA.
And there was a big silence in the room because the system is so old. Many of the items that would be damaged by the intrusion of the salt water into the system could not recover quickly.
Jacobs produced a subway map with the flooded lines colored in deep blue, looking like skeletal fingers under the East River. Last night, the MTA released its own map of the new subway. The closed lines almost exactly reflect Jacobs' model. MTA officials say they're checking each electrical component, and the subways won't be fully open until every part is checked. In New York, I'm Andrea Bernstein for Marketplace.